And the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, and this is letter number 1184, is dated the ninth day of Elul, Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the group of Tzeire Agudas Chabad. Yesterday we talked about the Agudas Chabad in general. This is to the young people of the Agudas Chabad. May God be with you. May you live. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe said it was pleasant, and with pleasant and with joy, I read your report of your meetings, that you're already preparing plans for practical work. Although I'm excited, happy on one side, paraphrasing the Zohar, there is still crying or sadness on the other side. Because there are many people that are not in the list over there that are participating. I hope that during the time also these will sort of join you. And Shem's blessing is peace. I guess maybe they excluded some people or what. Rebbe wants everybody to be part of it. That means that they should join you as well, without you having to give up on major principles, you know, just have other people join you as well. So the Rebbe says, now I'm coming to remind you and to arouse you for the 18th day of Elul, which is coming, that you should certainly utilize it with diligence, with energy, with vitalities, which is some of the characteristics of the young, to spread the idea of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, whose birthday, both physically and spiritually, is on the 18th day, and to spread this idea in the most widest circles, even though they are yet distant from our circles. It's known, the expression of my father-in-law, Rebbe, says that the difference between Chabad and the general Yidden Olam Sheh is that the order of the way the great of the general, the Olam Sheh, that they would be sitting in their home, in their place, and anybody who wanted to teaching of Torah would come to them to enjoy the ray of their teachings. As opposed to the Baal Shem Tov and on, they instituted the order that the Baal Shem Tov used to circle in the cities. He didn't wait for people to come to him and to say, oh, we're thirsty for words of Hashem. But he, with his own self, by himself, he would move from place to place, from city to city, village to village, and he would spread the teaching of Chassidus, as brought down the quoting from the Sikhs. Number two, the Rebbe says, to organize a working plan, how to utilize the coming month of Tishrei. And as mentioned earlier, by circling in various different places in the Holy Land, or during the days of awe, or the days of Azman Siv Chaseinu, most important thing is it needs to be organized, and in a way that you should encompass areas, largest areas, and numbers of men, women, and children in the largest amount. Number three, to place specific attention on this thing from our brothers, from those who come from Yemen and Persia, etc. On one hand, the Rebbe says they have no clue for now at all from the Hasidic movement, the teachings, and its ways. But on the other hand, they are very fitting because they have an instilled Yiras Shamayim, a fear of heaven, and their connection to the teaching of Kabbalah and their belief in Tzaddikim, that they receive anything truth that you teach them in the Hasidus that we have inherited from our holy Rebbes, etc. I would be interested to know from the details of the plan that they have show them for them, and it would be proper that they should consult the leaders of Agudas Chassidut Chabad, for although that it is on the shoulders of the young, a great portion of this work is placed upon. This involves moving in the road, which moving around, which requires energy and enthusiasm a lot. But on the other hand, it's sages tell us that even when older people, their destruction is even building, which means it's not fully destruction. So if they build, for sure it's a building. Basically, the Rebbe tells them to consult and get advice from the older people. The Rebbe says, that for now, I don't have yet the means sufficient to support the expenses that are tied to this service, but it is my great desire to participate also from here with the expenses in such a important matter. So without the possibilities, for various reasons, to send money from here, I am giving here a certificate for packages. And our sages tell us that equivalent of money is considered like money. Shavu kesef kekesef. In a separate envelope, we sent to them a portion of the Sicha of the Shabbos of Baruch HaKadosh Elul, and also a booklet about the community work of Chabad that has just been published. This is all in airmail. And please notify that you received that. Blessings for Chesivah Chesimah Toiva to all the friends, their families, and all of them. You should all be blessed, Hashana Toivah Mesukah, looking forward to good news. Unbelievable how the Rebbe is guiding them step by step. And this is starting how the Rebbe is pushing them to go more places and to do more places. And this is the starting of all the shlichas and all the different communities that, you know, it's like unbelievable how the Rebbe is doing this. Hey, let's do